Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning. All of my frosty fargoans. Anyway, it's 3 below here in Fargo, in sunny Southside Fargo. I mean, out in Tioga, it's 8 below. You got some wind going on, but at least it's not the blowing blizzard low visibility that it was last night and yesterday. So I'm not complaining at all. Someone else that's not complaining is Scott Hannon, who is down in Frisco, baby, showing a little bison pride. I saw the Facebook post. Scott, are you there?
Turn the lights off. Whoever's the last to leave North Dakota, would you just tell them go ahead and shut the lights off? Because I think everybody's in Texas. And a lot of folks, I saw a lot of folks yesterday. We're actually basing the broadcast today out of the Dallas Plano Marriott at Legacy Town Center, and this is where the alumni headquarters is at, so a lot of the Bison faithful stay here. And in fact, the NDSU bookstore is set up right behind me with all their apparel and goodies, which is fun, right here in the lobby of the hotel. But yesterday, as we were setting up, one car after another rolling in, folks had drove down. So a lot of folks headed down. And by the way, if you're headed out right now, you're cutting it a little close, but you can make it. I think most folks said if you just drive point to point, it's around 14, 15 hours. We'd love to hear from you. So let us know. This will be a lot of fun. There's a lot of Bison faithful down here already. I flew out yesterday morning, and the plane was packed with folks, and everywhere you go around town. Of course, this is like football central, because you have for one, the Cowboys are playing, as you know, the Packers this weekend, so everybody's talking about that, and they're a little Packer crazy down here. And then, of course, you have the FBS final, and then you have what is going to be a very interesting matchup as well that's happening also in Texas. The big game with Ohio State and Oregon is happening down here. So a lot of football happening in Texas. Yeah. Are you a Ducks fan? You're gonna go.
Huge Duck fan. Hey, Scott, yesterday Todd and I were talking, and I said it'd be fun to be able to get a space shot of the road from Frisco to North Dakota and see the green and gold caravan. And then, to my surprise, someone told me that, there's actually an app for that. So I'm wondering, how big is the crowd down there?
Well, the stadium holds about 21,000 people. Toyota Stadium in Frisco, which is just north of where we are here in Plano. I think I asked Chris Kleiman this question. We're going to chat with him a little later on in the program. And I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 15,000, 16,000 fans. And they do have a Bison Tracker app. It was pretty popular last year, where you literally could watch, if you go on the app, you can watch people in planes and cars and find out how everybody gets here. So it's kind of cool. Actually, I haven't looked at it yet this year, but it was a fun little a piece of technology last year. It's called Bison Tracker, and that's the actual app. And it's kind of a neat story. Actually, a guy at Microsoft that is on the alumni board that came up with the idea, and they think it's such a good idea it'll be used at other schools. So it's pretty darn neat. We want, by the way, thank our sponsors who are going to help make our broadcast possible today. We're going to be chatting with the new athletic director at NDSU. As I mentioned, we'll hear from a couple of players and Coach Kleiman as well on the program. Matt Larson, by the way, is the new athletic director. And we'll talk, this is all new for him, too. We're going to talk with former NDSU football great Phil Hansen. He's, of course, part of the broadcast team. We're going to talk with the mayor of Frisco. This guy just loves NDSU fans, loves North Dakota. They're rooting for us all year. They just love the fact that, this is great for this town to have this game have that kind of fan participation. So they absolutely love it. And it's a big deal for Frisco. So we're going to chat with him as well. Senator John Hoeven will be here. He's got a bet going with one of his colleagues. So does Congressman Kevin Cramer, who's, by the way, making his way after some votes today down to Washington, D.C. And, of course, Senator Hoeven and Congressman Cramer both right in the middle of that Keystone XL pipeline battle as well. So it'll be fun to catch up with them. By the way, we have the First International Bank and Trust Studios That we packed up and brought on down here. So that's what we've broadcast from of the Mary. I want to thank our friends at First International Bank and Trust. I actually flew down with some of the team from First International Bank and Trust, and they've got a lot of customers down here. We're really looking forward to a fun time. I mean, again, it's sort of a who's who. It's pretty amazing. Also want to thank our friends at Tracy's Market and Jason Superfoods. And listeners on the patch, of course, know that Jason Superfoods at Newtown building a brand new store coming this summer, which is going to be absolutely amazing. But they're also up in Maddock, Mohall, Fezzenden, and Leeds. Thank them for their sponsorship. Gates Manufacturing, Lansford, North Dakota. Great story. We'll tell you more about them as we go throughout the day. New Leaf Hospitality, the folks that have the Teddy's Residential Suites and the Little Missouri Inn and Suites. Two locations in Watford City. They're also in Newtown. You know what? We really encourage folks to not take anybody's word for what's happening in the Bakken, this energy renaissance that's going on out there. Get out there and see it for yourself. And it's a great place to stage and work from and just check out. Also, our friends at Allied Ag, D-Bar P Bumpers. They don't build them any better than they do at D-Bar P as well. Bobcat, Ameripride, Wallwork Truck Center, as well as Gate City Bank. Saw the crew from Gate City Bank here yesterday as well. Steve Stons, Swantech, and his crew always make it a point to be down here. So anyway, we have a lot of fun, and really look forward to a great broadcast today. As I mentioned, a busy one with lots of folks and some open phone time. Got a little trash talking going already on the Facebook page, Leon, too, over a couple of things. One, you mentioned the picture I posted. I just had a little fun yesterday. Put up the picture of the stadium and said, "Where am I?" And one Sioux fan said, "I never thought I'd see the day you'd become a Bison fan." And so it prompted my commentary to say, you know, my loyalties remain obviously with the green and white of UND. I spent 18 years in Grand Forks, so I'm a Sioux guy. But, you know, so you can't take that out of anybody. But this mass of North Dakota humanity that comes down and descends on Frisco, number one, is a great story. Number two, obviously, a four-time effort here, third national championship and an attempt at a fourth at the national championship, the FCS. That's a marvel. That's a great thing for North Dakota. And I believe it's possible for, you know, fans of UND, as I am, to have great respect for what UND has built. But anyway, we can talk a little bit about that today on the program, too. And there is a effort out to identify the most iconic restaurant in every state. A website called ThrillList.com did this. And they're out. And North Dakota's is the Red Pepper, which is I think it is an iconic restaurant that started in Grand Forks. There's two locations there now. There's one in Fargo as well. But some trash talking has started on that front, mostly between our Bismarck friends and the folks that say, no, you know, I like the Red Pepper, but they're talking Big Boy. So anyway, we're going to talk a little about that today, too. We'll get a little restaurant trash talking. Where is the most iconic restaurant in North Dakota? A lot of ground to cover, and of course, lots of X's and O's with football to chat about today. Live from Frisco, Texas today in the First International Bank and Trust studios as we count down to game time, noon tomorrow. Leon, back to you.
Hey, Scott. Mark Levin and Sean Hannity, they have this thing they do on radio, and Sean will go, "What are you wearing?" And so I'm going to do that with you. What are you wearing? Are you wearing the white and green or the green and gold right now?
I actually have a gray sweatshirt on, but it is an NDSU sweatshirt. But it's I had to err on the side of warm this trip. I'm not going to complain about the cold because I think it's like 30 something out there now. But wind blowing and, you know, freezing rain rolling in, and you know, so it's not exactly balmy for Texas here. So. Gas is cheaper,
worse,
by the way. But anyway, yeah. what am I wearing? A pair of jeans and a gray sweatshirt, just so you know.
There you go.
Little visual for you. Yeah, exactly. Boom. Right.
So you have fun out there, and you're going to be checking in periodically, right? You keep us updated?
I am indeed. Yeah, I'll be here all hour for you. And, of course, as I mentioned, lots of guests in hours 2 and 3 live from Frisco, Texas today. Countdown to Bison football.
Good deal, good deal. Thanks, Scott. And we'll be back. I have a couple of questions for Blanky DeCullum and Ellen Ratner this morning. Some head scratchers for me. I don't know if you've heard, but the Connecticut Supreme Court has ruled and upheld that a 17-year-old cancer patient, her name is Cassandra, she can't refuse chemotherapy for Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, the interesting thing about this is her mom stands by her decision, Child Protective Services stepped in already before. The kid ran away from home because she did not want the chemotherapy. And they were hoping for a win here. And yesterday, the Supreme Court of Connecticut said, nope, you know, you can't refuse chemotherapy. We're going to force you to put this into your body. How do you feel about that? I really want to get some feedback on this. And I'm going to ask Ellen and Blanquita of that question. You know, who do you belong to? I mean, even if you're looking at this as a individual rights, you know, issue, do you belong to yourself? Do you belong to your parents? Do you belong to the state? I mean, to me, it's a head-scratcher, and it kind of segues nicely into the whole, are you kidding me, well, what's on your mind for Friday? So that's one of the issues that I want to talk to Ellen and Blanquita about. Always fun to get your feedback, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live, on air, and into the conversation. We'll be right back.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at nessaconsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at nessaconsulting.com. That's nessaconsulting.com. nessaconsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and that familiar voice you heard in the first segment, Scott Hannon, he'll be stopping by periodically throughout the hour here. He's down there live in Frisco. Lots of football going on in Texas this weekend. So he's going to be giving us live updates. He's going to be broadcasting live from down there in Frisco. And as you heard, he's dressed for the weather, but I know he is feeling the green and gold. So there you go. Blanquita Cullum is on the line, one of my most favoriteest commonsensical folks to speak to every morning. And Blanquita, first, and this is going to be a little light, you know, are you down there in Texas, or are you still in Washington?
No, actually, I'm going back next weekend. But, you know, I just encourage him, regardless of all the sports stuff, for him to eat a lot of barbecue and a lot of Mexican food.
Oh, nice. I do that on every weekend. It doesn't matter where I am.
In Texas.
Absolutely. The best barbecue is in St. Louis. No, I'm kidding. In Texas.
We're going to have a little argument there. And then, of course, there's the chili, because in Texas we like our chili without beans.
Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm a Louisiana boy, you know, born and raised. But, yeah, I'm that way, too. And it's a lot of it is because of the, I'll say, flatulence problem. So,
but, you know, I think the way they make chili in Texas, there's going to be so much flatulence. I could almost propel the Congress, which is, you know, the flatulence capital of the world.
That's too much on the nose. I'm not even going to touch that. But I have a problem, Blanquita. And I want to ask you about this. Now,
yes.
You have children, correct?
I do.
Okay. How would you feel if your 17-year-old daughter had Hodgkin's lymphoma? And she was adamantly dead set against the chemo. She wanted her life to take the natural course of action, and she was adamantly, vehemently opposed to chemotherapy. And you're the parent, and so you stand by your daughter. And how would you feel if DHS or Child Protective Services came in and deemed you an unfit parent and took your child away and only gave you a visitation, very limited visitation at that? How would you feel about that?
Well, I got to tell you, first of all, it would be devastating, okay, because I adore my children, I adore my grandkids. I would certainly, I believe in, you know, where there's life, there's hope. And I would try to counsel my child to understand that, you know, while they may believe the natural course of life, God also inspired people, if you believe in God, to be able to try to be able to prolong life. And whatever that there is hope there. I don't know. I guess in some kind of crazy way, I'd really want someone to try to save my kid's life, even if it would mean that I couldn't actually be there with my child. I mean, believe me, I believe in trying I believe that if you've got a chance to try to save a life, do it. Is it a religious thing that this young person is determining at 17 years old?
No.
You know, arbitrarily?
Well, it's not arbitrary. She she sees chemo as poison. She doesn't want to go through all the sickness and all of that. She says, you know, she just wants it to be, if this is her lot in life, she just wants to go peacefully into that good night. But she is adamant.
You know, here's the thing. You know, I just in Texas saw two of my closest friends who have had chemo, a woman who is a young mother who has lost both her breasts, another friend of mine who is a business guy who has bile duct cancer, but he says you have to get angry at cancer, you have to fight cancer, you have to tell cancer it's not going to live in you, and you have to be willing to really combat it and to go after it. And this guy is kind of an amazing survivor of this cancer, and he says you have to get mad and fight it. And so I would maybe try to get people there to talk to her that had been through it. Yeah, you get sick, but part of it, and he said, and my friend, my female friend who's fought it, says you have to be, your attitude in some ways helps you to deal with the ramifications of that chemotherapy.
And I see this, and I read the story last night, and it's a heart-wrenching story, because on one hand, I agree with you. You know, wherever there's life, we need to try to save it. But then in my head, I'm thinking, well, this is an individual right thing. The mom says that they want to find alternate a medication, because the daughter actually ran away. Ran away from home, ran away from Child Protective Services. That's how dead set against chemo she is. And so right. The mom says, okay, you know, if this is the way you're going to go, we need to, the lower courts already ruled against the daughter and said, hey, you got to put this, you got to do the chemo. So he went to the Connecticut Supreme Court, and they upheld that decision. Now, but I'm thinking she's 17. She's right on that edge, you know, where she's a child and she's about to become an adult. So there's a little bit of a gray area there. I think this is the first type of case like this in the nation. And to me, what I see out of this is it a right for me to choose?
Well, is it a right for you to die? Is it a right for you to take your life? You know, this
Not take your life.
No, but you are taking your life. You are taking your life. If you have an opportunity, and this is the kind of cancer that could be cured, and is it any different than just the, you know, these folks that want to commit suicide? You know, is it like a mercy killing? I mean, what is the difference, really? If it is a pretty significant chance that she could be cured by this treatment.
I don't know, Blankita. It's a tough one. It's a noodle scratcher.
The thing is, you know, look, here's the noodle scratch, okay? A lot of kids at 17 make decisions without a lot of information. And most of the time, the fear is worse than the actuality.
Right.
And having common sense to sit down, to introduce this young woman to people, maybe even of her own age, who have been through chemotherapy, and the difference that her life will make if she can live past 17, what will she do in the future to make a difference, to make it even to be able to see the opportunity to get married, the opportunity to have children, even adopt children if she can't give birth to children.
Yeah.
The opportunity to have a career. I mean, I think that she's cutting her opportunities short by her inexperience.
Okay, her immaturity. Okay, and thank you for the common sense.
Immaturity is her fear.
Okay. Well, I see it all as, you know, fear, immaturity, that sort of thing. But it's an interesting discussion. Thank you for having it with me. We'll be right back with your phone calls and more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Man, that is a noodle scratcher, and we have callers on the line, but I'd ask you to be patient with us. We have a full segment scheduled here. Scott is checking in live from Frisco, and we also have Rob Port on the line to finish up with the segment that we kind of got cut off from yesterday, so we're going to talk to him about this legislative session and a couple of articles that I find very interesting on Say Anything blog. But first, we're going to go out to Frisco, Texas, with Scott Hannon.
We are live in Frisco. Thank you, Leon. The First International Bank and Trust Studios packed up and ready to go to count down to the Bison game. We're about 27 hours away, 26 and some change here until kickoff tomorrow. And I just checked out that Bison Tracker app, and it shows starting Wednesday through today the Bison fans migrating down to Texas. It's something to behold, and there are a ton of fans already in place here. Big rally tonight, and of course the game tomorrow. Lots of folks tailgating, and I'm amazed. I see a lot of North Dakota plates, a lot of North Dakota, you know, state bumper stickers. A lot of folks have driven the route too. On the show today, we're going to talk with the new athletic director at NDSU. We're going to talk to the Frisco mayor. We're going to talk to Senator John Hoeven and former NDSU great Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer Phil Hansen, coming up on the program today. So welcome your calls, questions, and comments on the news of the day. And we'll talk a little Bison football today in the First International Bank and Trust Studios live from the Marriott at Legacy Town Center, which is the Dallas Plano, just a couple of minutes from the Toyota Stadium, where the Bison will play tomorrow against Illinois State. Leon, back to you.
Good deal, good deal. Go Bison and go Ducks. And go Say Anything blog. Hey, Rob, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Man, so before we get started into the minutia of the legislative session and all of that stuff, what's your prediction for Saturday?
I have no idea. I don't even know who they're playing.
Oh, okay. So you're about like me. I'm a football fan when it comes to things like this. You know, you got a four-peat possibility. You got the Bison doing so well, going all the way down to Frisco. And, you know, so when it comes to things like that, and Oregon, I love Oregon. So, but outside of that, I'm not a big sports fan myself. I'm more of a political wonk. But so yesterday we were having a conversation, got a ton of callers in, and we weren't able able to finish it up. But so I wanted to, so I reached out to you so you could come on to the Common Sense Club here. And if you guys have questions for Rob Port, Say Anything blog, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. Just a couple of things. One, we were talking yesterday about the state of the state, addressed by Jack Dalrymple, and I told you that Dustin and I, Dustin Garrillo and I, we had a conversation early in the week about it, and my thoughts on it were that it was good to highlight a lot of the positives that are going on here. But especially with the recent the downturn in gas prices and the well closures and things like that, we thought Dustin and I both thought that, you know, maybe you want to mention that, you know, and then we wanted to know how downturn in the gas boom, the oil boom, was going to affect the budget. Now, do you have to reconsider some things, this one-time spending, things like that. And so I wanted to reach out to you and get your perspective on that.
Yeah, I think what I wrote on the blog about it was that I kind of felt like Governor Dalrymple's speech was one that was written for a different North Dakota. I think it was a boom era speech, and I feel like the boom era is over. Not that we're impending upon a crash here by any stretch of the imagination, but we're past that era of just unprecedented growth where, you know, the state could almost do whatever it wanted, and we're still going to end up with billion-dollar surpluses and everything else. I think we're past that, but I think Governor Dalrymple is still living in that past. He's acknowledging oil price issues, but he's not, I think, embracing them. And to me, that was problematic. Oil, you know, falling oil prices are a real issue. We're going to hit a trigger. We're going to hit it. I mean, lawmakers have already said, you know, they fully expect that we're going to hit the first oil price trigger, which could cost the state, you know, upwards of $200 million by the end of the biennium. You know, in the last session, we had a debate over reforming the oil price triggers, and Democrats said it would cost the state $1.3 billion in revenue over 5 years. This will cost $200 million in the next 6 months, and they opposed this. This reform. So, I think there's a lot of issues there, and Governor Dalrymple kind of glossed over them. And, you know, I think that's a poor way to lead. I think it's almost sort of, you know, he's hoping, if something bad happens, he's going to take the blame. So he's kind of hoping nothing bad happens and things will be good, because then that'll be good for him and he'll look. I mean, he's making a bet. I think he's rolling the dice a little bit. And I hope, you know, I hope everything turns out fine for the state, but I'd feel a little bit better if I felt like his administration was a little bit more prepared for what might come.
Right. What do you think, especially with the downturn in oil prices and the position that it puts the state in, what do you predict for the income tax and the property tax and tax relief in general here in North Dakota? A lot of folks were looking forward to some tax relief, but where does this put them now?
Well, you know, I think the major tax relief, House Majority Leader Al Carlson and Representative Scott Lowther have proposed is zeroing out the state income tax. I think that those proposals are going to have a pretty heavy lift now that the now that oil prices are such a concern. Some other areas, you know, the quote unquote property tax relief where the state sends local governments more money, I figure that's probably safer. I would not expect a lot of serious tax reform this session. I just don't, with revenue so much in question, I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I looking at that and having that discussion with Dustin, that was what I thought. I'm like, wow, this is going to really impact the fight for property tax relief. A couple of other things that I found that were interesting on your blog. And one really recent here, North Dakota lawmakers really want more guns on public property. Please expound on that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Representative Dwight Kiefert has introduced a follow-up to his 2013 bill, which would allow concealed carry in schools with the permission of the school board to require training. We talked about that yesterday. In addition to that, another bill has been introduced, which would allow, and this one by Ben Koppelman of West Fargo, would allow elected officials to concealed carry on public buildings, which, you know, I like concealed carry. I don't like the idea of gun-free zones, but I don't know. I also don't like the idea of giving, you know, the political class special rights. So
right.
I'm not sure, but, yeah, it's an interesting bill, and, yeah, it's very simple. It would create an exemption in the law that bans carrying weapons in public buildings. It would basically exempt elected officials from it. Elected officials who have a concealed carry license, that is.
And see, I'm of the same mindset. One of the things, and I don't know if you've ever been to any of the courts in Minnesota or have heard of this. I found it fascinating that in some of the courtroom settings and buildings over there, you couldn't bring a cell phone in. But, like, all of the folks that work there and everything that are walking around, they have cell phones. I always thought that was a little bit disingenuous. And so I understand what you're saying, you know, having carving out a little special segue for the lawmakers and things like that. But I guess where I'm at is, you know, you're working there. You kind of want to keep out crazies and, you know, from coming off the street with guns and that sort of thing. But if you are a lawmaker and you're working on you're doing the people's work and that sort of thing, you want to be able to protect yourself also. So, you know, I don't have a problem with it.
But why just elected officials? I mean, and there's no question that sometimes, you know, unfortunately, public buildings and public officials are a target. But why just elected officials? You know, why should, you know, a legislator get to concealed carry, but not like a legislative page or somebody who works in the Department of Transportation, right? I mean, if
okay,
to me, you know, the right to self-defense applies to all of us. But here, it's like we're picking and choosing who gets to defend themselves. And, you know, I'm not sure that's a wise thing.
See, I didn't think about that. I was talking about the regular Joe just walking in off the street. But you're saying, yeah, this wouldn't cover, like, pages. It wouldn't cover folks that work in transportation and clerks and people like that. It would only be the legislature.
All it covers is elected officials. So if you work for the state, but you're not elected, you know, you wouldn't get access either.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense. Maybe we should talk to Ben about that. Maybe they could make some adjustments. So what do you see coming down the pike that has piqued your interest or that you think that we should be aware of in this legislative session?
Well, there's actually an interesting bill I'm just writing on right now, and I suspect this one's going to get a lot of attention. Senator Ole Larson of Minot has introduced a bill that, if passed, would give every child born in the state of North Dakota $5,000 deposited at the Bank of North Dakota and kept on deposit for them until they either go to college, at which point the balance would be forwarded to the college, or until they're 20 years old, at which point they could do whatever they want with the money.
Ha. Huh. Is that unprecedented in the nation, or doesn't Alaska have something similar? Is that tied to oil money?
Yeah, well, Alaska has the permanent fund dividend, which basically it's oil royalties that are paid to the state of Alaska for development on state-owned land. The state of Alaska manages those investments and pays out a dividend to its citizens every year. It's in the thousands of dollars per year. And basically pays that out to every citizen living in Alaska. So it's a little bit different in that what Alaska's doing is just paying out a dividend. You can do whatever you want with the money. What Senator Larson's doing is, you know, basically putting the money into a savings account for everybody.
How do you feel?
Just Well, I'm not sure. I don't like the idea that we're just going to automatically forward it to a college if you choose to go to college. What if the college you're going to isn't going to cost the full balance that's in the account? You know, things like
that. Hey, Rob, can you give me a couple of minutes on the other side of the break?
Sure.
Good deal. We'll be right back with more Rob Port and your phone calls. Bob, we're going to get you right out of the gate. You've been waiting for a very long time. We'll be right back.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back, and this is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. I'm going to go out to Bob because he's been waiting for a very long time. But the other folks that are calling in, I would advise you to call 855-200-1776. choose the extension one option and just kind of leave it there, and we'll play it back. Definitely going to revisit this issue with the Connecticut Supreme Court versus Cassandra and her mom. Basically, what happened there is that Cassandra, 17 years old, refused chemotherapy, even ran away from home. She wants to do something, and she wants to have an alternative treatment, and her mom stands by her. Child Protective Services come in. They take the child, a 17-year-old, away from the mom, give her visitation, minimal. So they send it to the Supreme Court. Mom and daughter lose that yesterday. And I guess my question, and I had this conversation with Blanquita this morning. My question was, what right does Child Protective Services or the courts or the state have in this? Isn't it your body, your right? And if she doesn't want to put what she deems to be poisons, and that's the chemotherapy, and actually she started the chemotherapy, and she actually ran away from home and ran away from Child Protective Services because she is adamantly opposed to it. So who's in the right here? And Bob wanted to weigh in on that. So, Bob, thank you for patiently waiting, man.
Sorry, Leon. Yes, sir. It's a very important issue. I'll call in Wednesday and address the gun issue. I have some comments about that as well. But to me, this is nothing more than a form of judicial tyranny to dictate that a 17-year-old, you know, girl, she's well aware of her situation, I'm certain, to dictate what is going to go into her body. That's just, it's ridiculous. It's unfathomable. Listen, I got to get this name out there. Dr. Leonard Coldwell has a book out called The Answer to Cancer. Dr. Leonard Coldwell. This guy has devoted his entire life to the research of cancer. He has all natural cures, and this doctor has a 90-plus curable rate record with this cancer. This doctor's had his life threatened. He's had his life threatened. He's had a car blown up on him. I mean, it's pretty wild. And, you know, if they came out with a natural cure for cancer, that would be the end of the cancer, American Cancer Society.
And Bob,
big money.
And Bob, I definitely want to have this conversation, but I got Rob Port and Scott Hannon waiting on the line. I just wanted to give you your let you go for a second there and get your opinion out there since you've been waiting so long. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. But we're kind of short on time, so we'll definitely revisit this later on. Rob Port, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Good deal, good deal. So before we went to break, we were talking about this proposal to give every child born here in North Dakota a sum of money when they're born. And I'm thinking it's going to accrue interest and that sort of thing. And when they're going to college, the money would be forwarded to the college. Or when they're 20, they could just, you know, take it and pretty much do whatever they want with it. Is that a correct summation of it?
That's it. You know, just my back of back of the envelope calculations, if the Bank of North Dakota got a 4% rate of return, you know, compounded monthly, for the investment, it would be, it would work out to about $11,000 or so by the time the kid turns 20. Maybe they would choose to go to college or something a couple years before that. But, you know, you're talking about 11,000, and North Dakota has about 10,000 births a year, roughly, a little under that maybe. So, you know, at $5,000 a pop, you're talking about $50 million a year, about $100 million a biennium. It would be what, you know, basically what we're spending on this. Now, you know, what sort of an economic impact would it have on the other end of that, where, you know, every kid would you know, maybe be able to maybe start out life with, you know, $10,000, $11,000 in their back pocket? Or so, you know, depending on how the Bank of North Dakota manages it, maybe it'd be a good thing. I don't know. I have reservations about creating these sort of entitlements. I mean, it might, maybe the math on it makes sense at North Dakota's current level of birth rates or what have you, or current economic status. Does it always make sense? I mean, when you create something like this, you're creating a long-standing obligation. When you create these sorts of obligations, it's hard to make them go away.
And I'm thinking absolutely other folks from other states hear about this. They're coming here to have their kid, man. But yeah. There you go. I'm going to be interested to, and you're going to post a blog posting on Say Anything blog about this, correct?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. I look forward to that. Rob Port, Say Anything blog, who is doing his own part in the fight for life. Because he's bringing another little port into the world this year. So congratulations, Rob. Thanks for coming on the Common Sense Club. And we're going to have many, many more conversations in 2015. Thanks, bro.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And now back to Scott Hennen down there in Frisco, Texas. What's going on, Scott?
Yeah, you have me interested in this story, too, Leon, about the youngster that is out in Connecticut and that story in the Connecticut Supreme Court. That's not gotten a lot of attention, but certainly going to be one we're going to be watching for a while. Definitely interested in that. We have, of course, Situation in Paris to update folks on, and Bison Nation has descended on Frisco, Texas. We're broadcasting live from the First International Bank and Trust Studios at the Marriott at Legacy Town Center in Dallas and Plano. Counting down to Bison football. We'll chat with the new AD of NDSU and lots of other folks coming up. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
The average American family spends over $1,000 a month on food. No person is exempt from this need. With the holidays here, why not give the most important gift you can give? The gift of food freedom and security. GoFoods is perfect for the college student, traveler, outdoorsman, family, busy professional, and the retired. Storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and affordable, GoFoods meals are easy to make. Add water, and in 15 minutes, you have a delicious meal. GoFoods packaging allows you to store food in the smallest of living spaces. Take GoFoods anywhere. The bug out bag, the RV, the car, the trail, the pantry, and on the table. Go anywhere, but don't go hungry. Serve it today, save it for the future, and share it this holiday season. Special holiday packages available. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.